The Extraordinary Journey of the Fakir Who Got Trapped in an IKEA Wardrobe by Romain Poitolas. Translated from the French by Sam Taylor. Read by Julian Rind Tutt. A heart is a little bit like a large wardrobe. Adetashatru Oghash Ratod. France. The first word spoken by the Indian man, Adetashatru Oghash Ratod, upon his arrival in France, was, oddly enough, a Swedish word. IKEA. That was what he said in a quiet voice. Having pronounced this word, he shut the door of the old red Mercedes and waited, his hands resting on his silky knees like a well-behaved child. The taxi driver, who was not sure he had heard correctly, turned round to face his customer, making the little wooden beads of his seat cover creak as he did so. On the back seat of his car sat a middle-aged man, tall, thin, and gnarled like a tree, with an olive-skinned face and a huge moustache. Pockmarks, the consequence of chronic acne, sprinkled his hollow cheeks. There were several rings in his ears and his lips, as if he wished to be able to zip them up after use. Oh, what a clever system, thought Gustave Palourde, seeing in this Indian zip idea the perfect remedy for his wife's incessant chattering. The man's grey and shiny silk suit, his red tie, which he had not even bothered to knot but had simply pinned on, and his white shirt, all terribly creased, suggested he had been on a long flight. Strangely, however, he had no luggage. Either he's a Hindu or he's suffered a very serious head injury, the driver thought when he considered the large white turban that encircled his customer's head. The olive-skinned face and the huge moustache made him lean towards the first of these theories. IKEA? IKEA, the Indian repeated, elongating the last vowel. Which one? He asked, in French. Then, in stuttering English, what IKEA? Gustav was as comfortable speaking English as a dog on ice skates. The passenger shrugged, as if to suggest that he couldn't care less. Just IKEA, he said. Doesn't matter the one that best suits you as a Parisian. This is more or less what the driver heard, a series of incomprehensible babbling noises. But babbling or otherwise, this was the first time in his 30 years spent working for gypsy taxis that a customer coming out of Terminal 2C of Charles de Gaulle Airport had asked to be taken to a furniture store. As far as he was aware, IKEA had not recently opened a chain of hotels. Gustav had heard some unusual requests before, but this one took the biscuit. If this guy had really come from India, then he had paid a small fortune and spent 8 hours in an aeroplane in order to buy Billy shelves or a Poeng chair. Crikey. It was incredible, really. He had to write this encounter down in his guest book between Demis Roussos and Salman Rushdie, both of whom had once done him the honour of placing their noble posteriors on the leopard-skin seats of his taxi. He also had to remember to tell the story to his wife that evening during dinner. As he generally had nothing to say, it was his wife, whose luscious lips were not yet equipped with a clever Indian zip system, who monopolised the mealtime conversation, while their daughter sent misspelt texts to other young people who did not even know how to read. This would change things a little, for once.
Okay.
The gypsy taxi driver, who had spent his last 3 weekends roaming the blue and yellow corridors of the Swedish store with the two aforementioned ladies in order to furnish the new family caravan, knew perfectly well that the closest IKEA was the one in Roissy-Paris-Nord, a mere €8.25 ride away. So he set his sights on the one in Paris-Sud-Thaïs, located on the other side of the city, 3/4 of an hour from their current location. After all, the tourist wanted an IKEA. He had not specified which IKEA. And anyway, with his posh silk suit and his tie, he must be a wealthy Indian industrialist. Not likely to be short of a few bob, was he? Pleased with himself, Gustav quickly calculated how much money the journey would make him and rubbed his hands.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?